I'm Russ White. Welcome back to MSU Today. Michigan State University has published a first-of-its-kind study published in the journal Beverages that shows the respectable economic impact of burgeoning beer and craft beer's entire value chain on the state of Michigan. Not only does the study accurately quantify Michigan's industry, it also provides a model for all states to precisely measure their own craft beer industry. Now, that industry is a substantial driver in Michigan, too, generating nearly $500 million in gross state product in 2016, contributing nearly $1 billion and almost 10,000 jobs in total aggregate economic contributions. The impact could change the lens in which craft beer is viewed, says Trey Malone, MSU agricultural economist, and the study's lead author. Trey joins us now on MSU Today. Trey, welcome to the program.
Oh, happy to be here.
Can we start by, define a craft beer? I think a lot of people hear that and aren't really sure what that means.
Sure. So the idea of craft beer isn't very old. We actually, in the United States, had fewer than 100 breweries in the 80s. Today, in the state of Michigan, we have almost four times as many breweries alone in Michigan.
Wow.
A craft beer or a craft brewery itself has less than 6 million barrels, which I know that sounds like a lot, but relative to some of the big players in the beer industry, that's a drop in the bucket, really. One important attribute of craft beer is that it has to be independently produced. So it has to be owned by a small private company. And that's something that's very important in kind of the modern era where mergers and acquisitions are kind of the standard practice.
Well, so talk about that growth more in the industry in Michigan, how important it is, more of what you found in your research, and why that's important.
Sure. So one thing that I would like to point out, in the study we did include founders. We were really trying to look at the beer industry itself and the economic impact of the beer industry. I will say also that the Founders makes fantastic beer. So in terms of accurately identifying what is craft and what isn't, doesn't necessarily mean that there's a difference.
A technicality.
Right. So the study itself, we really tried to spend a lot of time understanding the value chain. Most people think they can go buy a beer and that beer is local just because they brewed it there. Well, in Michigan, we have a lot of very interesting aspects to the value chain itself, especially with regards to hops. Now, we have a lot of malting barley in the state, too, that we're trying to develop. Spartan barley is one,
right.
MSU Today story, I think, that's
yes.
Really interesting. But the hop side, we're actually the fourth largest hops producing state in the country. And the other three are in the Pacific Northwest, which creates a lot of very interesting opportunities, I think, for us to imagine a world where we have this vertically integrated hops beer value chain that almost no other state could have.
Because do hops grown in Michigan taste differently than hops that might be grown out west?
Exactly. So we actually are in the middle of a really large project looking at the effect of what's called terroir. So for the wine drinkers out there, that's something they might understand. A Merlot grape is supposed to have a different flavor profile if it's grown in France or if it's grown in California. We're applying the same concept to beer.
And every dollar spent on craft beer makes its way back to the growers in Michigan, right? That sounds cool.
Yeah, at some level, that's the exciting thing, I think, for the Michigan value chain is that, you really are supporting a local economy every time you purchase something from a small, Michigan brewery. And that's not necessarily the case in places like Oklahoma, where, you buy your beer there, and as soon as the beer is purchased, the dollars kind of circulate outside of the state, where we don't necessarily have to have that here.
And when you say value chain, define that, is that like a supply chain?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And that the reason that I think it's important to think about it as a value chain is that there are a lot of pieces of value added that don't necessarily mean increasing supply, right? So, on the arts side of things, you have a lot of effort that goes into the labels that people build. The actual distribution itself
okay.
is valuable. It's not just the inputs that really go into the beer, but it's everything that goes along the line.
And to expound a bit on what Trey Malone was just saying, Michigan had three microbreweries in 1993. Today, there's more than 330, and that number is growing. In comparison, Michigan has more than twice as many breweries than the entire U.S. had in 1978. Michigan ranks fourth in the number of breweries, first east of the Mississippi River, and 11th overall in terms of craft beer production. To feed this growth, hop and barley production have grown exponentially in quantity and quality, and you feel there's potential for more growth there.
Oh, absolutely. I think that Michigan itself is uniquely positioned to take advantage of its geography in a way that most other states could never imagine.
And how do the legislators play a key role in this growth?
So we've done a fair bit of research on the effect of regulations on beer. And what we've found is that the more laws that exist, the fewer breweries that you have. It seems pretty obvious. But one of the most important attributes and aspects of kind of legislation across the United States is access to distribution. So just for context, we conducted a pretty big machine learning study where we counted all of the federal regulations that influence a beer from when you plant the hop to when you buy the beer at the liquor store. What we found was it's in the tens of thousands.
Wow.
Of federal regulations. And when we start breaking that down into the state and local legislation that affects beer distribution, we actually find that there's, even more and more confusing laws for that matter. So one of the best ways that I think a state's legislature can promote their beer industry is by simply allowing people to innovate and create beer with minimal government intervention.
So, Trace, summarize again what your research found and why that's important.
This study really spent a lot of time understanding what the actual total economic value was of beer in the state of Michigan. What is important about that is to understand that relative to some other industries that we might hold near and dear as well, this one actually creates much more economic value than people realize. And I think that that's an important thing for us to kind of reemphasize as we move forward in this craft beer space.
Trey, what's ahead then for the craft beer industry in Michigan? What are some of the challenges and opportunities ahead?
So one of the most interesting things for the industry and for drinkers, for that matter, is something called a harvest ale and wet hopping. And so, most of the craft beers that you drink are dry hopped. And that's a fun, more flavor forward way to add hops to a beer. Wet hopping actually involves harvesting and taking the cone and putting it in the beer within 24 hours of harvesting. Pretty much no other state can do that outside of the Pacific Northwest. And so that's something that we actually do very well, because we can actually get, the hops from Traverse City to Grand Rapids in a hurry. So the really exciting thing is that we have this opportunity to consume beers that most places could never imagine. And I think that the more consumers kind of buy into this unique flavor profile of the beers in Michigan, the better off the industry will be.
And Trey Malone, you are an agricultural economist. What does that mean? What do you do? And tell us about some of your other work.
So I'm very much connected to Michigan State's land grant mission. So, the idea is that we have teaching, research, and extension. So a third of my job involves extension. And what I do for the most part is agricultural marketing, where I focus on everything from hops to tart cherries to hemp to, all the weird stuff out there too. I've got a project that we're working on about morel mushrooms right now. So what I really spend a lot of time on is working with growers and with industry groups in understanding who their consumers really are and helping them understand how to better serve the marketplace that they're trying to play in.
And you're saying there's a revival for hemp on the way or in progress.
Yeah. So according to the numbers last week, it looks like we'll have almost twice as many hemp farmers in Michigan as we do tart cherry growers this time next year.
No one would guess that.
Unbelievable.
Well, Trey, thanks so much for telling us about this cool research and craft brews impact on the state's economy.
Well, thank you very much.
That's Trey Malone, MSU agricultural economist and the study's lead author. And I'm Russ White. This is MSU Today.